This is Louis Navalier. It is Friday, February 20th. Okay, lots of things are going on, so let's just get to the big news. The tariff situation is not a big deal. I know President Trump is fuming, but the Supreme Court does not provide remedies. So if companies want their tariff revenue back, they got to go sue in the appellate courts to get it, okay? Trump has other remedies to put tariffs on. Of course, Congress can authorize the tariffs. So this is all compound complex. And obviously, if companies want to keep doing business with America, Trump can intimidate them and get them to not refund their previous tariffs. But there's $170 billion that might have to be refunded in theory. Okay? But that's going to be after exhaustive legal fights. Because again, the Supreme Court doesn't provide remedies. That's up to the lower courts, the federal courts and the appellate courts. So that's what will happen. So in the meantime, Trump will find a new way to do the tariffs. They had a plan B, and he's already hinted at that. But let's let the guy calm down at this moment, okay? Now, we did have GDP, which annoyed him because it was only up 1.4%, according to the Commerce Department. A lot of that was due to the government shutdown, okay, and the bigger-than-expected trade deficit. Because November-December trade deficits were up sharply. So now GDP does get revised, so let's see if there's more revisions. So that's that. Now, the PCE came in line with analyst consensus estimates and our economists' consensus estimates, and it is running hotter than CPI, which is a bit unusual, okay? So, Treasury yields are remarkably stable. During all this news, which should affect Treasuries, they're just sitting there kind of looking stupid, to be honest with you. So that means let's not worry about it. Stocks have done fine. Today we have Comfort Systems that gapped up. Yesterday it was Quanta Services, PWR. These are both data center related companies. So when you come out and beat and guide higher, you go higher. So let me just update you on Comfort Systems. Their sales were stunning, okay? They were up 41.7%, and they posted a 15.8% revenue sales surprise. Their earnings, okay, were also spectacular. They grew 129.1% compared to a year ago, and their earnings were 38.4% better than analysts' expectations. So big surprises on sales and earnings, and they got it higher. Now, Comfort Systems, just so you folks know, is an HVAC company. They provide air conditioning to the data centers, okay? So, this earnings announcement season is, what have you done for me lately, okay? And if a company comes out and beats, it's rewarded. And they do want good guidance too. So the data center boom is still underway, and we've benefited from that last couple of weeks. The other thing we're benefiting from are higher gold prices. And of course, a lot of the gold stocks are now announcing, and everything is just wonderful. So I don't want you to worry about the market. I want you to just enjoy earnings season. Next week will be NVIDIA, the grand finale on the 25th. Its results will be spectacular. Will the stock go up? Depends how many options they write on it. Sometimes the tail wags the dog. But I'm hoping for NVIDIA just to blow through all the analyst estimates, gap up, and cause any short sellers to run for cover. It would be really dumb to short NVIDIA because it's one of the strongest stocks out there. So with that said, that's what's going on. I want everybody to enjoy the weekend. Let's not worry about things. It does look that if Trump is going to do something in Iran, it may not be this weekend, it might be the next few weekends. Obviously, you got to watch the traffic in the Strait of Hormuz. The U.S. is supplying most of the gas to Europe right now, so that won't be disrupted. So the main thing, if this goes on, you don't want it to ruin economic commerce. But Trump wants Iran to stop enriching uranium. They agreed to a three-year suspension of that, but that's not what he wants. He wants them to never enrich uranium. And there's other things that are going on, so we'll see what happens. In the meantime, an armada has been assembled, the biggest shore force in the U.S. has had since the Gulf War. And we're getting ready to do something. And if Iran's smart, they will work with the U.S. Otherwise, their economy will be in chaos. And it already is, to be honest with you, but it'll be more chaos. So with that said, that's what's going on. Hang on, everybody. Enjoy the ride. Earnings are working. This is a stunning earnings announcement season. And I hope you're having fun. And, of course, next week will be our grand finale, NVIDIA. Take care, everybody. Louis Navelier.